Welcome back to Winning the Game. Wilhelm Hast here with another episode. And I'm here with...
Fee.
And I'm obviously Wilhelm. So, we are in a series of episodes of the journey from burnout to breakthrough. That's the first milestone. The whole journey is called from burnout to boardroom level leadership. So, to sum up quickly and present, where are we in the conversation? Well, the burnout experience is an experience of not being enough to deal with everything that comes at you in life. A sense of overwhelm and stress.
And that it's not going to get better. And that you experience some emotional detachment, both from your job and probably from the people around you too, like your family, your friends, your team.
Yeah. You feel a little disconnected by your own. Your experience of empathy and care for other people starts to
diminish
is a good word. And you're struggling to get it all done. And it's so common to hide those experiences early on. Because who wants to show up as not enough in life? We want to pretend. That's what I did for a long time back in the day when I started to struggle for the first time. I didn't really tell anybody, and I didn't even tell myself how much I was struggling. Fast forward a few months, there is this breakthrough experience of a different life. Different experience in life, where day to day you have a sense of control, you get the work done within the job hours. What else is present in the breakthrough experience?
Well, I love this because this is where people learn to trust themselves. They trust themselves to say yes, but they also trust themselves to say no. And they trust to make some really clear decisions about themselves, their lives, and what they want, which I think is fabulous.
Yeah. They're happier with themselves and they feel more deeply connected to their own soul. I like to say sometimes, or to what's true in their heart. They are more authentic to themselves. And whatever else we missed there about the top six key results of the breakthrough experience. So there is a journey here. There is a path to go from the burnout experience to the breakthrough experience. And we're going to start sharing about this. And then in the following few episodes, we'll speak more about the path. Because there is a very reliable way to shift this, right?
Absolutely. And it's not only very reliable, but it's simple. And yet it does require some engagement and some commitment along the way. Yeah.
And it's also sustainable. So it's not about application of tools, methods, tips, and tricks that you need to remember all the time. It's about insight. It's a different way to see yourself and your world. And once you've acquired that way of seeing it, you don't lose it. I like so much the comparison to getting balance on a bike, that once we get it, it never goes away. This understanding of stress, burnout, struggle, and overwhelm works the same way. When you discover where it comes from and you discover how it works to be in control, how it works to have a quiet mind, how it works to be truly connected to what's true for you, then it's something you start seeing more and more, and obviously you align your behavior with that.
Well, it becomes your experience of life, and that's what actually shifts. We move from the noisy, stressful, overwhelmed mind to having not only being in control, but a peace of mind, a clarity, an ease to life, which is like, oh, it's like coming back home to yourself. It's wonderful.
Yes. Now, there are some obstacles to resolve on the path. And it's not obstacles that are super difficult. It's just, it doesn't look from the burnout experience as possible sometimes, but from the breakthrough side on that same obstacle, it looks like, of course, how could I have missed that?
I love that you said it in that way, because when we're in the midst of something, it can be anything from stress or overwhelm, it could even be grief. When we're from in the inside of something, it doesn't look possible to us because we have no opening, we don't see a clear way forward. And yet, what we know is true for every single human being and all of the participants in our program is it is possible to be able to find a way forward even in the midst of this kind of crazy mind that we're living with and this burnout, the stress and so forth. So it's an invitation to start to look, oh, maybe there is a way. Maybe it is possible for me that there's a different path.
So the first obstacle has to do with not seeing that it's possible, we could say. And how is that overcome? Well, it takes a little more than 4 minutes on a podcast like this, but to give you a glimpse, there is something in human beings as a capacity that we call commitment, that human beings can make a decision to accomplish something without knowing the how of the journey. You've done that so many times if you're listening to this. You just made up your mind and said, enough is enough, I'm gonna go this way. And you didn't know how exactly it would work, but you know that you were ready to take a step. Mm-hmm. And human beings have that capacity to just decide, enough is enough, I'm gonna alter this experience of whatever is going on and find a new way. So that's first. And we'll guide people to make commitments all the time. Now, there is something about structure and support as well, that when that's missing, it looks hopeless. When structure and true support and coaching is available, it looks very doable. So would you say something about the structure and support part?
Absolutely. So structure for me is a bit like I guess when you think of any house or any building, it's got
foundation.
Thank you. Love it. Yes. I missed that for a second. But what we're really looking at is foundationally holding people so that they have the structure they need in order to achieve the transformation. Yeah. If you build a house on sand, it's not going to stay up very long. If you have a great foundation, absolutely, as you probably know, across the whole of Europe, there are buildings that are still existing 1,000 years later, 1,500 years later, simply because they've had great structure. So we love that we have a very good structure in terms of both the program, how the program's laid out, how we work with people in steps, and we move them from, you know, step A to step 6, and that people actually can move through those steps very easily without having to worry about the next one. So it's a very clear path.
Sure. And you've done a lot of work in the gym last year, right? And you have a personal trainer, which provides support and provides a structure, because a couple of times per week, that person is waiting for you. Yes. And if you don't show up, it doesn't feel right. But when you show up, the work gets done. And the showing up, it's simply your commitment to go there. So when we have a reliable structure and support and a personal commitment to just keep doing some work, then not only change is possible, but transformation is possible.
Talk a little bit about the difference between change and transformation, Wilhelm, because I think that's a really important point for our listeners.
Well, a change is mostly this way. You have an experience from the past and you try to alter that experience. You do more, you do less, you do more left, you do more right, and you're constantly trying to do something a little bit different than what is to change it. But the problem when you're changing a little bit or even try big changes based on what's not working, what you drag with you is some of what's not working.
Okay.
It's like you have a triangle is the best thing I can come up with the pointing upwards, right? Then you turn it on the side, you changed it. But it's still the same. It looks different, but it's basically the same. Transformation is something different. And here's the next obstacle you need to learn to overcome on this journey, and it's to be truthful. The obstacle is not being truthful. The obstacle is actually to stop lying, that stop pretending, stop trying to look good, and starting to acknowledge how we actually feel. It doesn't feel good at all inside the burnout experience or the beginning stages of it. And there is no one to talk to. You might have talked to your boss for a couple of weeks, whatever, but then you feel ashamed to come and complain about the same thing again. So you stop sharing your struggles. Mm. So you need to start to share how you're actually feeling and be true to yourself.
Yeah.
And that's a transformative leap when you're not pretending or hiding anymore, but you say, hey, this is my world, this is how it is for me. And what always happens when people do that in a safe environment is they can be okay with it.
I love that. Where truth is, transformation is.
And then you can base your looking into the world, not from what you don't want, which is the past experience, but to actually start engaging in what do you want then? And find a heartfelt commitment to what you truly want, instead of trying to be commitment to not have certain things, because you cannot work transformatively by trying to avoid stuff. You need to be oriented around what you actually want. But that was a lot for a short podcast like this. But the point is, the obstacle that looks like it might not be possible for me, or it might not be possible for me in this current job, or it might not be possible for me with the family situation I have, that's simply not true. If you had support enough, reliable structure enough, you have felt the heartfelt commitment, and you got the freedom to be truly authentic to yourself, it is absolutely possible. We've seen this so many times. Even people that I doubted would transform did transform inside the structures and support and coaching and teaching we have, because they are bigger than my little mind if it doubts, and it works.
And there's something to be said as well that when we're inauthentic and we're wearing those masks, whether they're with our family, whether they're with our bosses, whether they're with our teams, that takes up a lot of energy as well to keep those masks in place. And so not only are you having the experience of stress and overwhelm, but you're also then spending a lot of energy trying to keep this front up, keep this mask yes. on. And that's draining you of even more capacity and power. So it's also this truth-telling, even though it sounds like, yeah, Fiona, we know, I am always telling the truth. There are things we just simply do not tell ourselves the truth about, because if we did, we would actually have to do something about it.
Yes.
And this is the opportunity to do something about it and to transform.
Yes. I thought of a person sharing with me how he was outside his house crying in his car because he was struggling so much in his new job as a manager for 30 people. And I'm thinking, why don't you go in and cry with your wife? But we're ashamed to do that. We kind of want to hide our struggle, even from the person we love and our kids. We don't want to open up and say, hey, I'm lost. I don't know how to deal with this. But when we have the freedom to do that, in our communities or with us as coaches, there's a relief in that. And what didn't look possible becomes possible. So that's all for this episode. The obstacle of doesn't look possible, it is very possible to solve. And there are a few key elements which we will share a bit about in the coming episodes.
Okay, see you in the next one.
See you in the next episode.